And we are following news of the dramatic derailment of an Amtrak passenger train this morning near Olympia, south of Seattle in Washington State. The story is still unfolding. There are fatalities. Incredible images of a train car hanging off an overpass over the I-5 freeway. Some train cars fell onto vehicles on the ground below. Here's Pierce County Sheriff spokesman Ed Troyer.
Multiple cars and trucks were struck by train cars that left the train tracks and went down onto the road. The people that were in all the vehicles, even though when you see the pictures, it's pretty horrific, at this point, nobody in any of the vehicles is a fatal. The fatals are all contained to the train. As far as the numbers go, they're still working on that.
Well, and this was the inaugural run of a new trail service in the region. Austin Jenkins of Northwest News Network is at the scene. Austin, what are you seeing?
Well, this is still a very active scene, Robin. This is Interstate 5, the main north-south thoroughfare through Washington State and, for that matter, up and down the West Coast. We're south of Tacoma, north of Olympia, in an area that is very busy during the morning rush hour because of Joint Base Lewis-McChord, a major military installation that is in this area. And as you've described, it is a dramatic scene with these Amtrak Cascades rail cars off the tracks off this trestle or bridge over Interstate 5, and there's at least one car dangling. There's another car on the freeway itself, and as we've been told so far, there are fatalities on the train. We do not have a total number at this point.
Look, we're reading a pretty chilling article from just December 5th, and this was out of Lakewood, Washington, where city leaders there, including the mayor, were very upset about this new, what they called, high-speed train that was set to start today. They feel that some safety measures hadn't been put in. This is, again, on December 5th. They were talking about how trains might be able to go through the city at 79 miles an hour. The mayor of Lakewood said it's just a matter of time before these high-speed trains kill someone. He said, come back when there is that accident and try to justify not putting in those safety enhancements, or go back now and advocate for the money to do it. Again, this was early in the month. Pretty chilling. There were concerns about this train?
Well, that is chilling. And as you know, this is the inaugural trip. I talked to another reporter who was actually on from Seattle down to Tacoma, got off at that point, and then the train continued south to Portland. He said that there were rail buffs, there were dignitaries, and then just passengers who were trying to get south this morning as commuters on this train. Looking at the tracks, it's a new stretch of tracks. The train would have been coming southbound. It's possible that the speeds would have been in the 70 to 80 mile an hour range. I can't confirm that, but it comes around a bend onto that trestle, onto that bridge over I-5, and that's where the derailment happens. So you've got new tracks, a curve, and then this bridge over the interstate where this happened. And there are a lot of unanswered questions at this point about what happened, why this happened, but clearly a catastrophic and premature end to this inaugural ride on this train that was supposed to increase and enhance and speed up passenger service in this area.
It's terrible. I mean, apparently it was supposed to be rooted around things like curves and single track tunnels in order to maintain that high speed. Look, meantime, I mean, again, the pictures we're seeing are just terrible. Obviously, fatalities, injuries, but also what a mess. I mean, the traffic's just at a halt.
It is. I mean, we're watching semis being turned around in the southbound lanes of I-5, and they're heading back north in the wrong direction to get them out of here. The State Patrol is indicating that southbound I-5 may be closed or at least impacted for several days to come because of the investigation and the cleanup. And there are also motorists who are driving when the train came flying off the tracks and fell onto the ground. So imagine what they experienced this morning. We're told there are injuries associated with those motorists, but no fatalities among the motorists.
Yeah. Austin Jenkins, a reporter with Northwest News Network. Again, the breaking news is still an ongoing story. An Amtrak train on its inaugural run on this route gone off the tracks. What did you say, Austin? South of Seattle?
South of Tacoma, north of Olympia, just north of the Nisqually River Delta, for those who are familiar with this part of the country.
Yeah, there are fatalities, injuries, and we will keep on this story. Austin, thank you.
You're welcome.